on X.
We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Marty sitting in the 91X studio with a couple of beer experts. The brewmaster at Carl Strauss, he's the pride of Chula Vista. Paul Segura, good to see you, man.
Happy Friday, brother.
Brandon Hernandez, the man behind SanDiegoBeer.news and the San Diego Beer Awards. Good morning, Brandon.
What's up, guys? Let's do this.
This is beer for breakfast.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Okay, man, we got a couple fun beers in front of us today. I'm really digging this first one. It is called Highest Five West Coast IPA, brewed at McElhenney, but it's a collaboration with our friend over here, Brandon, to celebrate the five-year anniversary of San Diego Beer News. Happy birthday to San Diego Beer News.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Thanks for making it possible by being a cool brewer who's got news to report and bringing it my way. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, man.
One of the best parts about having our anniversary is every year we team up with a brewery to make a special beer. And this time it was McElhenney out in Alpine. Love those guys. Actually, one of the stories I wrote about them, even before we had a website, San Diego Beer News.
Brewmaster, talk to us about this McElhenney San Diego Beer News collab Highest Five.
Dude, there's a lot going on with this beer, man. I do get the dankness in there. It makes me wonder whether or not there was some cannabis used in this beer. But I also get a lot of interesting fruit, man. I get dark berries. I get grapefruit. I'm getting a lot going on. And of course, the balance and the hop forwardness. It comes in at 6.5 ABV. And that's a little, just slightly on the lighter side for an IPA. But I like that because it allows the hops to really pop through. Yeah. And the dryness is great. It leaves you wanting another sip. Mm. Yeah, these guys just do such great jobs with their IPA.
Brandon, you're actually going to be debuting this beer at McElhenney Brewing in Alpine today at noon. You're going to be having sips and showing it off. Everybody can come and have one.
Come on out to Alpine. Let's go. McElhenney Brewing. I would love to toast with you. It's going to be good times.
I dig that place. The tap selection is always outstanding. It always melts my face.
There you go. August 15th, today, noon. Brandon Hernandez at McElhenney Brewing in Alpine. Okay, Brewmaster, beer number two, what we got?
Okay, Marty, check out the purple color on this next beer.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
This beer is called Violet IPA, and this was a collaboration with Nickel Brewing Company out in Julian, and of course, our friend over here, Brandon. Another collaboration.
Oh, man, it's a Brandon episode. So there's a method to the madness of the purpleness of this beer. My grandmother recently passed away, unfortunately, but we wanted to remember her. Her name was Violet, and so this beer is called Violet IPA. We added butterfly pea flower to give it this hue, but then we wanted it to be an awesome IPA too. So we put in my two favorite hops, which are Mosaic and Strata, and then another hop that's called Topaz, and her birthstone was Blue Topaz. She wore it all the time, so I thought that'd be a fun thing. And one of the descriptors, the hop company that grows it and cultivates it, gave it was Clementine. So that's a really nice, like, big orangey fruit. And that's what I get on the front end. It's like all this orange supported by the tropical fruit, maybe a little bit of like red berry from the Strata.
Yeah, you know, this beer's kind of a mind F because I was expecting it to taste fruity. Looking at this thing, I was expecting it to be like, I don't know, grape flavored or something, but it's not. It tastes just like an IPA. If you close your eyes, it's a regular IPA, right? But I'm getting like a lot of tropical pineapple, passion fruit, along with a little bit of red berry in there. I dig drinking beers out at the Julian Brewery because you're there under the pine trees and stuff, and it's usually nice in the shade, and it's a good vibe. And you know, I go there after hikes.
San Diego Beer News collaborations are with McElhenney Brewing Company, the Highest Five West Coast IPA at 6.5%. Violet IPA, pretty color for your grandma, Brandon, 6.6%. You can get more at SanDiegoBeer.news, and we can raise our glass here in the studio to Violet.
Cheers. Violet, man.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Rest in peace.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.news. Check out the website, click and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.news.